Co-creators of the social justice artwork Unlearn Fear and Hate hosted their first coloring party in conjunction with the Lexington Public Library. Dozens of people from all walks of life showed up for the first in a series of six parties. It's a Monday evening, and 4-year-old Archer Helton is sifting through a box of colored pencils. He's with his sister Scarlett, his mom Emily, and dozens of others at the Central Library for a coloring party. The Unlearn Fear and Hate art project was launched in 2016 by artists Kremena Todorova and Kurt Godey, professors at Transylvania University. The coloring parties are a chance for people to contribute to the project's finale. The art is intended to help build community and promote civic dialogue. Emily Helton believes in the project.
We participated in another activity they did where we spray painted Unlearn Fear and Hate in our neighborhood, and it was just a really powerful thing.
On this night, kids and adults nibble on cookies and sip hot chocolate, sitting at large round tables, chatting and hand coloring designs of medicinal plants native to Kentucky. Alberto and Amy Carrillo brought their two young daughters.
This is my family. That's why it means so much to be here, because I'm the mom of two daughters. And of course, they have some real diversity in their life with a Hispanic father. And they need to know about a sense of community and that they should know that different is okay.
The artwork, Unlearn Fear and Hate, is based on words by former Kentucky poet laureate Frank X. Walker. It began at the Lexington Public Library with the installation of a large halo sculpture at the Village Branch. The 4-foot-wide sculpture contained the phrase, Unlearn Fear and Hate. Co-creator Kirk Godey says the sculptures have become a backdrop for photographs, and the halo surrounds the face in the picture.
Then a photograph taken of a person becomes part of a visual petition. That way, putting a face to signing a petition that says you're committing to unlearning fear and hate.
Initially, Professors Todorova and Godey produced the art because of increased visibility of acts of racial violence around the country. Todorova hopes it inspires people to see each other as fully human. She says it's been amazing working with people of different ages and religious backgrounds with the Unlearn Fear and Hate artwork.
Because they believe that it's really important to spread this message and to get people to realize that we should be less fearful and more accepting, and that one way towards that is through making art together.
Would you like to color on one of our easels, or do you want to have one to sit down?
The two artists have given numerous presentations at churches, schools, libraries, and even other places around the country. They've used several mediums to produce art with the words Unlearn Fear and Hate, including 60-foot-long stencils and little lapel buttons. The coloring party was the first time Jennifer Haynes heard about this artwork.
And how did you hear about it?
It came across my Facebook feed. So I thought I'd come out and color and learn more about it.
Many who came to color, like Sonda Coleman, are familiar with the social justice art. She says the coloring is therapeutic, but getting everyone to unlearn fear and hate?
It's going to take some doing, honestly, to do exactly that, because we're living in crazy kind of times. This is like the 1960s on steroids.
One of the first to arrive at the party was Michael Wardle.
I guess it's just doing what little I can do. I mean, just it's as opposed to doing nothing.
Supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Knight Foundation, all of the hand-colored pages will become part of an exhibition at the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center at the end of this year. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.